All right, it's recording.
Are we good? Sorry, ladies. I'm going to call the meeting to order, 7:05. This is the Municipal Budget Committee, and today is September 9th. So we have a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and we're all here, and Mr. Snow is with us on Zoom, so we're ready to roll. First order of business is to approve the minutes from last meeting. Does anybody have any changes or corrections?
Dick, what was the change you had for the minute?
The only thing I had for KC was to get rid of the public hearing on the title.
Yeah, I copied and pasted something.
Oh.
Thank you.
I didn't even notice that. Supplemental public hearing, okay. All right. Any other changes or corrections to the minute? Is there a motion to approve them with the one correction?
I'll make a motion.
Sue makes a motion, is there a second?
I'll second it.
And Katrina seconds it, all in favor? Okay. And minutes are approved. Questions from the last meeting? I read through the minutes, I didn't really see any unresolved questions. Did you have any unresolved?
I don't think so. I didn't, but the only thing is that we really couldn't review the 6:30 end of year preliminary reports for school because it was on a funky report, the way she printed it. So did everybody have a chance to review it? Did we email it out? I'm losing my brain.
The one we got, well, she emailed it out. We all got the email.
Okay.
It just, we never got good printed copies. But I don't think anybody had any questions.
No.
Okay.
I showed her how to do it this way, landscape versus portrait, and I think we're all set.
Okay. Just as long as nobody had any.
I don't think so. And I didn't see any questions for the town. Did you? So.
No, I asked and I looked back on my notes and I didn't see anything. I think there was one on insurance or something, but she's got that.
Yeah, she's got that.
That might have been 2 meetings ago.
Okay. Review of the town report. Donna gave us the expense report.
And I just wanted to comment, we're overextended if you look in a couple of different lines of like fire and police and like that, and we haven't been, can you hear me, Dick? He can't even say you can.
Yeah.
He's gonna file or something, so we have to. Can you hear me now, Dick?
No.
What was that, Lynn?
No, that was Sue. She wanted to know if you could hear her. You can't hear. I think you just have to go ahead.
Okay.
Well,
so we haven't gotten any COVID reimbursements. So they gave a stipend to firefighters and to the police. And we haven't gotten any COVID reimbursements back from anything that we've submitted so far. So you're going to find this will adjust hopefully before the end of the year. We'll have those revenues in.
Okay. How did they pass them out to the volunteers?
I think George May, he figured out some way to make it fair that the people who had put it in, that's how they paid their stipend.
Right, I realize that.
Yeah, they take the $40,000 and they divide it by how many hours they have in response and training and like that. I think they did basically the same thing, I believe. I don't know.
No, it's fine. Yeah. I just kind of...
And the police, the same thing, because some part-time officers, some full-time. And
okay.
But yet to date, both of those departments are in good shape.
Yes, yeah, I can't speak for the police, I'm not their liaison. I know the fire department, he won't overspend. He'll come in on under budget.
Will they reimburse for town clerk as well?
Nothing has been reimbursed. None of the extra expenses.
Okay.
Why are we over in town clerk?
I mean, the town has paid, like,
Are we still paying the other?
Wait, we'll cover that. Let Sue finish.
The town has paid for the television and all things like that.
Oh, right.
The town has paid for it, but we have not been reimbursed by, from the state, so I rather mean.
But we will be.
Yes, well, we have all our forms in.
Right, so it's just a, it's not a matter of that, it's, we're wondering if we will.
It's when.
It's when.
Yes, I believe.
Okay, Stephanie, you had a question about the town clerk?
Yeah, so I'm just wondering, we have someone who's, she's working, is she working double time?
The deputy town clerk?
She's working a lot.
Okay.
And she was in charge of all the elections, again, by herself. We're aware of that. We, the selectmen did, we did give her a raise. And we've got help coming in as much as we can. Yeah, she's unbelievable. She's been.
Is our clerk working from home or?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, any other questions on the, excuse me, the expenditure report or the revenue report for the town? No? Okay. Now, we got the school report today. I'm going to give everybody a chance to take a look at it because I know I didn't get a chance to take a look at it.
I also got the, did you get the, I know it was emailed to me, the enrollment numbers?
No, I didn't get, oh, maybe she
sent it to me at the end of the day. We have a total of 270 students enrolled, 206 on-site, 64 off-site doing remote learning.
So that's a drop.
What, yeah, what's the net change?
I think it's 14.
14 negative?
14 negative. I think we had some kids. Last year, October 19 was 284. We do have some families that chose to homeschool their kids because of the COVID, but they don't count as, they don't count as an enrolled student if they're homeschooling.
Now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they're, yeah.
If my child is in the third grade and I'm doing remote, is the teacher in the classroom, is she also on Zoom at the same time that she's teaching?
It's a specific remote teacher. So.
So how do you come up with enough teachers for 60 kids?
I think they have three or four teachers who are doing specifically remote. They broke it through grades, like grades 1, 2, and 3 is for one teacher, and they have a schedule of.
Oh, so one teacher's doing more than one grade.
But they're only doing remote.
Okay.
So that they can give the individual attention to the kids, because just hard. Doing Zoom in the classroom is very hard.
Even at the older age groups?
The high school is doing that, and it's terrible.
It's a disaster.
Complete.
My daughter logs into her computer in a live classroom because the teacher wants to teach via Zoom.
And they can't hear.
My daughter is in a classroom watching the teacher on her computer.
Oh, so the teacher's not there. She's
no, the teacher's in the classroom, but she's like, I want you guys to watch me through the computer. My daughter's like, what? Oh,
but your daughter's in the classroom.
Yes.
But she's looking at her computer.
Oh, that's she's not even live with...
Just, I don't have that. I have.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if that's everywhere.
That's one of Ava's teachers.
Is it Pinkerton?
Yeah.
So like my kids are zooming in to their classroom, and the teacher will take time to talk to the remote kids, take time to talk to the kids. Yeah. It's like a huge waste of time, but they're doing it.
Spending a lot of time talking about all of the particulars of how they're doing.
They're spending like 15 minutes checking in online students.
Well, and then my other daughter said the teacher will mute. She'll say to the online students, I'm going to talk to the class. She mutes the button. My daughter's like, they are part of the class. Keep it on mute. Like, why are you only telling?
Why don't they just use an owl? Other schools are using that owl.
It's whatever device they're using, but they're having to manage kids at home and in school at the same time.
Right, but if you use the owl, you do just like we're doing here, except if Dick had gone to Walmart and gotten the hearing aids, I was going to give him $20 for. But... No, I said that to him. I said, just get the amplifier. It's just like this or our selectmen's meeting. You can do both. You can take a Zoom student
You're
and have
13.
Them participate.
And it's kind of hard to... I was like, how are you understanding your teacher? Because yeah. most of them are wearing cotton, heavy cotton masks, and they're muffled, which makes
it
even
it's
better.
Not clear.
But...
Yeah, I was glad the elementary school, or Henry Moore, did it the way they did.
Yeah,
they just had dedicated...
Remote.
And then dedicated in class.
So they hired three or four more
no,
teachers?
No, they rearranged the staff.
Yeah, it was a net neutral teachers, right?
Yes, they could use one or two more, but
it is what it is.
Yeah.
Most of them K through 8, so they can... They could teach a couple of grade levels.
Yes, was it 6th, 7th, and 8th? You have to be certified to do.
School,
but they repurposed some teachers and...
Mrs. DeManch.
Yeah.
Mrs. DeManch is doing media, but they repurposed
she's
Mrs.
She's,
she's
not?
Fourth
grade.
She's
yeah.
in fourth
really?
Grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so lucky. Yeah.
She was very excited to move.
And then they have...
At least per some.
Mrs. Susie and Mrs. Torville teaching in the classroom.
Did anybody retire? No.
They have to get their stipend for retiring. I think it has to be in by October 31st.
But because of COVID, they're not...
We had some teachers resign. Two, maybe.
But they didn't let them retire early if they chose to, even...
No, we had two young ones resign.
Mm-hmm.
They were replaced fairly quickly. They're so new, I can't even...
Okay, well, I'm sure that this is going to evolve. I mean, whatever they're doing,
it's not up to us
the
anyway.
First day, was, you know.
Well,
if we're like Wyndham, we'll be home in a week anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bite your tongue.
Yep.
We'll see.
It's been two lovely, quiet days in my house.
You see, I have it the opposite.
You
want to
a week.
My daughter's,
a week.
Mine's home, so now we have this bright idea that mine would go to somebody else's house and somebody else would come to my house, which in theory is fine, except for my wife works out and I'm home. So now I have kids in the house.
But not your own kids.
Well, mine and
okay,
somebody else's.
So are they swapping off?
Yeah.
So that everybody can have a break?
Yeah, I guess that's... I mean, it's more like so that they...
Yeah.
Your kid gets to see somebody versus alone for...
Yeah.
You know.
The effects of this is...
Yeah.
The mental...
Yeah, the at-home days are rough. They are on that computer all day.
The pandemic will be nothing compared to that.
But I've never been so happy to see a
Become
bus.
A counselor.
Okay, let's take a look at the expenditure report. But, you know, this... I don't know.
I know. I was thinking that too, Lynn.
How do you know what you're thinking?
It's just...
Like supplies is just supplies. You know, I think they want a breakout, but that's not how they do it in the long run.
What, like...
It's in the category, at least.
For math supplies, right. Did you want to know what it was, or... Or you
and
maybe...
To be honest, even the town, we might have... office supplies, 3 computers,
yep.
And as the year goes on, we might not be able to buy the 3 computers and get something instead. So I think this is based on what they gave us the big fat notebooks for when we did the budget.
Yes.
So I think they try to tell us, but
then
things change.
Up, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Our athletics are go?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. The boys and girls soccer
today, right?
Tryouts today.
Really?
I haven't heard about cross country, but
Friday.
First practice is Friday.
Yeah, it got pushed off from tomorrow.
Are you coaching that?
Not at school. No.
What about their trips, like they go to the Squam Lakes and those things, are those all canceled?
No field trips?
There's nothing this fall. They are allowing the VEX program.
The what program?
The VEX, the robotics.
Oh, okay.
That's about it.
So no Washington DC anymore for the kids or?
Not this fall, no.
Maybe spring, huh?
I think if they were to go in the spring, they'd have to start paying deposits now, so we'll find out next meeting a little more. It's been so hard because the laws have changed. Like, they released one set of laws, and then, you know, Friday before our last meeting, they said, oh, you can't have lunches in the classrooms if you can't be 6 feet apart. So, like, some classrooms were desks were 3 feet apart, so those kids have to go to the cafeteria and be spaced 6 feet apart.
Do they have any... Do they stay in the same classroom all day?
Recess.
They are allowed to have recess.
They are allowed to have recess, and then some classes, if weather pending, they can meet outside.
Okay. Could you answer a rumor?
Yeah.
Do they have to wear their masks during recess? Because I heard they did, and I said, I don't believe it. Was I wrong?
Well, I heard today that some children have reported that they are wearing masks for
They don't recess. Have to.
That they are wearing masks for
recess. They do have yes. to.
Because they can't maintain 6 feet distance. If they can maintain 6 feet distance, they don't have to wear their masks. But
how many more people are on the playground to monitor that?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's a good.
Does everybody carry a ruler? I mean.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, if you drive, my daughter runs cross country at Pinkerton. You drive by that school, those kids are out on the sidewalks in masks. They have masks always, all the time.
Yeah, my daughter does this, and she. Get spoken
what
to.
What did they do yesterday? It was so hot.
They had practice with it on.
Oh, they have to run. Today they had to run 6 laps with a mask on.
Yeah, the damn masks are expensive.
Wait, now listen to this one though. They ran six, the boys ran their 6 laps with the masks on, but scrimmaged without them on.
What?
You tell me that logic.
Well, that just makes perfect sense.
I thought like they weren't, because girls have to scrimmage with them on.
Mm-hmm.
But the boys,
for the boys
didn't.
That's why I like them. These. You can breathe in them.
Yeah, my kids have those for athletics.
Okay.
I don't know if this is a class or they steam up.
Yeah,
they really.
Yeah.
Boy, hey.
Yeah, I find if you pull it way up and then put it under your glasses.
If you put your glasses you know like true. This on your head, you don't have
to. You don't get to see, Lynn. No seeing.
Yeah, sometimes it's better that way.
We're meeting on the 24th.
I have contacts. Most kids don't care. I have bifocal in my contacts. Okay, let's get back to the expenditure report. They're not that great.
So, Sue, did you want to see it in a different format? I missed.
No, I think I know what you did. I mean, it's what you presented to us. I think.
Right. Yeah. It's all broken down in the big book.
Yeah, in that big book it was when we approved it. Right, so, I mean, you might have to swap, like I said, with the computers and stuff, that's, can you do?
Well,
so, am I missing, do I not see regular ed yet? There's no...
I think it's on the first,
first page.
Oh, I'm looking under, I think, athletics, I'm sorry.
1100 regular ed.
No transportation. I mean, transportation. No, nothing for line items
one.
Yet.
That's a separate one.
Yeah, it was on the back.
Yeah, we probably have
to
pay it.
The end.
I saw it in here.
Which one were you looking at?
Transportation.
Oh yeah, it's the
second to the last page, I think. Right.
Yeah,
so nothing. There's no current expenses.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we just started.
At our last meeting, they didn't even have a bus route yet. So.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah, there was a bunch of people complaining about the buses on the first day of school.
Went today.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Of all things to complain about the bus.
Kid away.
Oh, there it is. The
very last top line at the back.
Yeah.
Nothing about the park. I like it.
Yeah, what did they encumber?
She encumbers things if she has contracts on them.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the admin salaries, we know how many people we have and what we have to pay.
Right.
Like, so she'll encumber it instead of leaving it as a budget remaining.
And how many do we have in high school? Did you get that or just?
I did not, I just got the elementary numbers.
I didn't think tonight there'd be much of.
She's in the middle of her audit and.
And maybe at some point, because we are too, but it seems like the school, darn it, we just. But you said we might discuss that later, Lynn.
Well, we did get a report, Stephanie. Requested it and she did furnish a report. The first response I got was that she was too busy.
Well, so was Donna, but it gets done.
Well, Matt called and spoke to the superintendent today and said, there's, you know, they have a right to know the budget.
I was gonna bring my law tonight and say, hey, they have to give us the information.
Yes.
It's not optional. And she told us, she emailed me and said, I can't get it to you, I'll give it to you next week for your meeting on the 17th or the 16th.
Yeah, I think she forgot about.
Is she confused about that?
I reminded her today that we are the second Wednesday of every month unless.
I told her that when I emailed her on the.
Because they were going along pretty well there.
Yeah, so anyway, we're just.
She is, I think that this, our meetings, we met so often in the summer. And we delayed our September meeting until the 24th so that school could get going and we could see how things were.
Then you could get a report.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's why I preemptively said last week on Friday, hey, or right. Thursday, I said, hey, we're going to have our reports on Friday for our meeting next week. And then she told me no. And I said, well, then you might want to reach out to Lynn and let her know. And then today I said to Matt, you know, there may be a right to know request, so.
Well, at least yesterday, maybe, if they could have gotten it, you know, it wasn't ideal, but.
So, Steph, if you look at line one, you know, regular, speaking of encumbrances, you brought that up. So, teacher salaries. So, did we just not budget right? Or was there, you mentioned two people resigned and you hired two. Was there a difference in the compensation package? Or?
So, this is unaudited.
It looks like we clearly missed the budget.
So this is for, we've been in session, so July and August, September 9th, and she hasn't adjusted her encumbrances because she's been in the middle of an audit. Because we did just hire
the whole thing.
Two new teachers to replace the two resignations.
Right.
So I don't know if she's updated that, but I can ask her.
And she did say in her email that some of the information may not be correct because she didn't have time to review it and check for accuracy.
Yeah, because like the health insurance, I mean, probably none of this encumbrances.
So I guess we just take that.
That's,
right.
That's
right.
Why I didn't know if that was even. I almost was going to ask Lynn.
So we had, I'm trying to think, the last report that we received that she had gone over was 731.
Was that the last? Do we have a?
Yeah, she sent the July report.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So this would be unaudited for the month of August, pretty much. Or unreviewed.
Yeah, and then if she's telling Lynn that some of this information is inaccurate, then what are we looking at?
Yeah. Well, it's just a waste of time, I think.
So, there
it's
we go.
It's close. It's what she spent.
Yeah,
she just might have to move around. Yeah. Her encumbrances would be
the encumbrances.
That whole thing could be way
off.
Yeah.
But
that's all right, though.
Yeah, but the actual spending is.
Expense
should be. Expenses are probably accurate.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. The budget remaining is not right either.
Yeah,
right,
well, it's all going to be.
Yeah, that'll all change. Yeah. Okay.
When do we get the real budget for next year? I mean, we're already starting that soon, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. I was just sad.
Okay.
There's.
I have the. She spoke about your social family information. We need some budget calendars.
And I mean, there's so many unknowns. It's just.
I want to put in a COVID line, just a separate category, and call it COVID.
All right. And PPE expenses there. And.
We've gotten what we've gotten, and that's it.
Huh?
We got $30,000 from the state for the CARES Act, and that's all we're getting.
Wow.
It was already spent.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, this stuff is not cheap.
Well, that and Chromebooks and cleaner and, what was that?
May I ask you, where do all the old laptops and Chromebooks and all that go?
They have repurposed.
Some are not that old.
They've repurposed them, and now the kindergartners have them, first graders, second graders, because of the remote possibility, so they're learning how to use them in school.
Okay.
What will happen to those when they're done? I'll have to ask.
No, they donate them. What happens to them?
They repurpose them for the grade down.
Well, I thought everybody always had from 2 or 3 or whatever to 8 always had a laptop, because we had asked about
sometimes
that.
We had iPads. They had
iPads. Well, whatever, a device.
But I don't think they can, if they go remote, I don't think that is actual equipment they can really use well. I think a Chromebook is more needed than an iPad, right?
So they purchased all the Chromebooks.
Do they do iPads anymore? I don't think they do, right?
No, they go.
They have Chromebooks.
Yeah, they have Chromebooks, but
So then I heard that the Chromebooks were from 2 or whatever to 8, and then they... The
usually,
K1 and 2 had pads, some type
it's
of
a chrome,
pad.
It's a chrome
pad. Or something, okay. So I heard they all had devices. That might not be accurate.
So there isn't any child that doesn't
every
have...
Every child had device.
In K through 8.
Right.
Okay. Wow. And what about if they didn't
shut the school down?
They all have to go to
Everybody
should have a device.
Yeah.
So what about what happens if somebody doesn't have internet access? Do we
solve
that problem? What?
There's options for that. They sent home about you can, I don't know the details, but you could get internet.
Yeah, there was COVID internet provision.
You just ask your neighbor for their password.
Just move job down.
My neighbor's got better signal than I do
really?
At my own house.
I hate
I don't
this
get
way
it.
That she did this.
Where do you live?
North Road.
Okay, let's yeah, hijack it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lynn. Sorry.
Stephanie, can I just ask one dumb question?
I hope I have an answer.
When anything that's like supplies or textbooks or anything like that, why is that money not spent to start the year? Why would we buy a textbook down the road after we've already gone back to school?
Well, they might have, but if this is August, she might not have expensed yet what they purchased for this year already.
That and...
Well, that stuff's going to be bought. You're not buying
now,
a textbook in August.
So, like, there's $300 for a regular ed textbook.
But it's like supplies. It's all supply, like health supplies, math supplies. They on each line, math practice books,
I think
music
they
supplies.
Replenish them as they need it.
It might as well be the type of thing you buy in the spring. If you haven't needed the money for something else, then you go ahead and buy it in the spring for the
or like,
year.
You know,
you
the end
think.
Of the year,
that's
who used it, who didn't, and repurpose and reorder. And
there's just a lot of it. You'd think a lot of the stuff would be bought in the off-season.
Well, it's
start
probably
school.
Been ordered and delivered, but not invoiced, or it's been invoiced but hasn't been paid yet, too.
Do we have
well,
any?
It's September. I know it's August, but this is August,
but if this
right?
this is probably not... This is not updated, really, or she hasn't checked it.
Arm to know it was that he's included here.
Okay, are we ready to move on?
Yes.
Okay. The budget season.
Yay.
Believe it or not, we started all over again.
Yay.
Gosh, that went by fast.
Have the selectmen set the deliberative session date and the...
No, we'll probably do that Monday.
Okay. Has the school?
She sent me a calendar, which is much different than what I'm used to looking at. So she only has in here that she is delivering the budget to the budget committee on November 23rd.
November 23rd. Oh, good. We'll meet on Thanksgiving.
Damn the holidays.
Budget to the budget committee. Okay.
And then she has a tentative December 3rd for the Candia's school board review with the budget committee.
Candia.
Oh, and then December 19th.
Wait,
oh,
I can't read that fast. Okay, December 19th.
December 10th. Candia public hearing.
Okay, let's see. Last year, Our joint meeting was December 2nd, so December 3rd, that's probably about right.
Yeah.
And then public hearing was the 11th, and then that's the 10th. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's probably going to be just right. Okay. No, the public hearing on the school budget was on the 12th. And the
that was a Sunday?
This year is a Sunday.
Yeah, this year.
No, last year.
The public hearing is scheduled for a Thursday, December 10th.
That's how we schedule it.
Or that's
what she's got. That's fine. That may come in.
That would be the, you know.
Okay. And see, now last year we, November 18th, review the school budget and formulate our questions, but we weren't going to even get it until the 23rd. So we are going to have to, how can we
that
get it on the,
you know, that won't work. I mean.
That won't work.
No.
Let me see when Thanksgiving
that's
really
the 26th.
Is.
That's
the 26th.
So, wait a minute, let me look at my calendar. We find November.
Yeah, we wouldn't even be able to have a chance to review our questions before the December 3rd, so we're going to need it prior to the 23rd.
Yeah, last year it was on the 18th. Yeah, because if we get it on the 23rd, we won't have a meeting, and then they're going to meet the next. No, we don't have time.
We need to be able to meet on the 25th.
The joint meeting
we can't do
would
that.
Be on.
It wouldn't be ideal.
The 25th. It's a day before Thanksgiving.
The 3rd is fine. December 3rd for the.
No, but that's a.
See, we have. She has a tentative school board review with the budget committee.
On the 3rd.
On the
3rd. So we need to meet to formulate our questions.
Yeah,
prior.
We have to meet before then.
So do we meet the 30th? Because Thanksgiving is the 26th.
No,
that's a 4-day weekend.
The
24th? No.
We need the budget the week
we need
before.
The budget.
On the 18th.
By the 16th or the 17th. We need that week, the week of the 16th.
We need to meet the 18th.
And then we can meet on the 18th, right.
So we would. You are requesting it before.
You would probably want it on that Friday, the 13th, right?
Yeah. I'll request it. She has deliver Auburn budget on the 13th, but
okay.
Who is more important?
Or the 15th, at least.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, because our budget committee meeting on the 11th on Veterans Day, we probably weren't going to have it anyway, correct? Because that's a holiday, Veterans Day. November 11th.
Right.
Okay, so that would be moved to the.
Now, wait, vote on the preliminary budget recommendation for the town. 14th.
Yeah, you can do that whenever you want. We
met on Veterans Day before, but we won't meet on Veterans Day. We'll do it on a different day. So next meeting, wait a minute. Next meeting, we're going to be looking at the selectmen's budget. Review selectmen's budget and formulate questions. So
that's
be
October 14th.
October. Is that when our next meeting is?
Yeah.
14th. Okay. And then the joint meeting with the selectmen, we did that the month later at the fall, the November meeting.
But there's no way we can. Oh, yeah, the 11th is the Veterans Day, though.
Yeah, do you want to do it a week later or 2 weeks later?
Well, 2 weeks later.
If you're
going to
push the
election
school back?
Well, we could do it in October.
The 28th?
No. Yeah, the 28th, the joint meeting. Does that,
you want to do that
sound okay to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Joint meeting
on the 28th.
For the
town budget.
Town. I believe we're here already.
October 28th. Okay. With the selectmen.
We always doing 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
Joint meeting with select on town. But
then we normally have them, so we're not going to have one the 11th then.
So we won't have it on the 11th, but we have to have a meeting to look at the school budget. So
if we can get it on the 13th, fingers crossed.
If we could get it on the 13th,
meet on the 18th.
Then we'll meet on the
18th.
Yeah, if we can get it that week. So we'll say November 18th, we'll look at the school budget.
So we're looking, we're not meeting with them.
And then we'll formulate our question. And then we meet with them December 3rd. Yeah. Okay. And then I'll just make up tentative dates for the deliberative session and all that, the public hearings. Let's see.
Well, the public hearing, she put down Thursday the 10th. School. That was her tentative date.
Public hearing on the school budget.
Thursday the 10th, the 12th, let's see, December.
Do you want to do ours on the 9th, Lynn?
We could do the 9th and the 10th.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do the 9th.
That's town public.
12-9 would be the public hearing.
How much shit?
On the town.
I'm so done.
And then 12-10 is okay. School. Okay. All right. I think we got it. I'll check with the calendar.
Great, though. Then it's not right before Christmas. It seemed like last year it was right before Christmas. Is that my imagination?
I feel like the 10th is right before Christmas.
We had a public hearing last year on the 12th, and then we didn't meet again until January 14th, when the petition warrant. So we'll need to know when the petition warrant articles are due and all that stuff. But you guys are going to figure out all those dates that you're going to
set. Well, yeah, either that or. We'll probably start discussing it Saturday. So Saturday, if you guys are interested, all the departments will present their budgets, and we're going to Zoom it, and I'll make sure that you can access it, that it'll be archived on Zoom. Mm. And it answers all the questions you're probably going to ask, because it comes right from the... I mean, we'll give you the printed one, but I mean...
Yeah, but when we have questions, I don't think that each one of us has to listen to the entire meeting in order to get the answer to our questions, because that's why you get to be here.
Okay.
So, I don't...
That's why I get the big bucks.
That's why we pay you so much. Yeah. So I think that, I mean, it'd be nice if all of us had the time to listen to the...
Well, I just want to tell you that you have the opportunity if you
but
want
if,
to.
Yeah,
I
if anybody...
I can just download it on my phone and listen to it
while you're working.
Yes,
yeah.
I'll install it in my book.
You might be doing this the whole time you're driving.
We'll try to keep it lively.
It's got to be stimulating, right?
Okay.
Half a car.
Okay.
Half a car.
So I'll work on that, and I'll send it to you as soon as I can.
If they put the Smith Library early in the meeting.
Oh, my God.
Is that... Keep you awake for the rest of it.
In the cemetery.
Yeah, the
cemetery. What did we argue about the cemetery last time?
A gate.
Well,
an authentic gate.
But then they cave.
She put it in anyway.
Yes, yeah, they cave.
But the gate, isn't the gate up?
The community cave, though,
they agreed to it at the
deliberative. And so she put that, whatever it was, 3,000.
Well,
what's wrong
back
with the
gate
that's there? 5,000,
yeah.
Oh.
It's not the original. Come on. We've been through this. It's not the original.
Apparently, it was not stimulating enough for me to remember.
I was just going
to
say,
to be all worked up about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't trust me. We'll go through it again in like a couple
months. I remember the conversation, but then I saw, I'm like, well, there's a gate there.
There's always been a gate.
Where's my salary?
Oh.
Come on.
Where's your salary?
What are you? Come on, in the budget committee. Come on, where's our salaries, Lynn?
That's why we get big bucks.
Do they ever pay budget committee members?
Not in this town.
No. But I mean, do they ever do that?
I don't have any idea.
I don't know.
Okay.
Why would they?
I think we're. Are we done?
Oh,
here?
Are we done with serious stuff?
Are
we
all
done?
Yes.
Anything else we need to talk about today, tonight?
No.
Motion to adjourn.
Bob makes a motion to adjourn. Katrina seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Have a lovely evening.
Oh, wait, did you
ask? Thank you. And we're just going to hang up on it.
And I've got two questions for the town.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Good.
What are they?
Two questions for the town. I need the assessed valuation as of April 1st, 2020. And then I think I asked for this once more before. I'd like to get the monthly ending general fund balance from the town.
Let me go. May I go back to your first one, Dick? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can he not hear me? I have a loud voice.
I think that's.
You know, I can't hear you, Sue.
Well, then you didn't go to Walmart, Dick. Listen.
I'll put it in an email to Lynn.
Okay, that might be good.
I'm trying to do the tax rate for 2021. I need the assessed valuation this is April 1st. And then I want to do the cash flow, which means I need the general fund balance. Now, I understand that I could probably take add expenditures and take revenues out of there, but I'd still like to see the general fund balance.
Okay.
Why did that
sound good?
He has a, you have a smoke detector that needs a battery.
Don't you guys set the tax rate?
Or you can't hear it, so.
Dick, if you email me those questions, I'll send them on for, so we'll have the information for next meeting.
We don't set the tax rate till October.
Yeah, but that's the select board.
The select board, yeah, he's asking the town for this.
Yeah.
He wants a property evaluation. I know what he wants.
Yeah.
But just for his own.
Yeah, he's trying to figure,
he's trying
out,
to figure out the tax rate,
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, he won't know that until he gets the schools.
Yeah.
Right.
190 or something.
That's okay.
Okay.
I will do that.
So we're adjourned.
I'll do that, Dick.
I think we already adjourned, didn't we?
I think we were